I am Penny Maplestone. I'm the Chief Executive of the British Society of Plant Breeders, which is the Plant Breeders Association in the UK.
Thank you, Penny, for sitting down with me. As you mentioned, you are here in your capacity as Executive Director for the BSPB. Can you share a few exciting developments that's going on within the BSPB?
But that's quite an interesting question, Marcel, because okay. I'm not sure that I'm at my happiest when there are exciting developments going on.
Okay.
I really see BSPB's role as being to provide the best and the most cost-effective services for our members that we possibly can. Mm. So on the one hand, that's about licensing, royalty collection, farm safe seed collection. So it's all about optimizing income for the members. And then on the other hand, the counterpart of that is cost savings and cost control. So that's where we come into play with running the statutory and non-statutory variety trials systems. And then alongside all of that is our representation, lobbying, communications activity, where we're really trying to focus and prioritise on those things that are the most important for the industry. So perhaps I could say a little bit more about about the royalty collection activity, because that's something that I'm really particularly proud of.
Go ahead.
So at the moment, BSPB is returning 96.7 pence out of every pound that we collect. That's going back to plant breeders.
Amazing.
So that's right across the licensed royalty and the farm safe seed. Mm-hmm. But I think that's a really cost effective method. And the farm safe seed system in particular, I might seem a bit arrogant. I don't want to seem arrogant, but I do believe it probably is one of the best systems in operating in Europe. And last year we collected just over £12 million. So that's quite a lot of money that can fund quite a lot of plant breeding. But that doesn't mean that I'm just going to give myself a big pat on the back and sit back and say, yeah, job well done. Fantastic. Because there's another sum of money out there which we're not collecting. And that's probably enough to maybe fund another cereals program. So our job, as I see it now, is to really try to close that gap and get that optimum amount of money back in for the plant breeding industry. So we've set about that over the last 12 months. We've made a major investment in new IT. So we've got a database in which we're building now a picture of all the big farming businesses in the UK. We know about their seed use, and that enables us to target our enforcement activities. We've also put a lot of effort into communications. We have a campaign, Fair Play on Farm Safe Seed, which is run jointly with the farming union. So that's an example there. So we've met with, this is Tom Bradshaw, who's the current Crops Board chairman. So saying good things about why farmers should support Farm Safe Seed.
Okay, brilliant.
So we've put this out. We've tried to really be everywhere that farmers go, whether that's real live events, talking to farmers, or whether it's socially online, so it's using social media, using Twitter, using farming forums. We've tried to always be there, getting the message across. And I think, you know, at the moment, farmers really need plant breeding more than, and Tom has said, they need plant breeding now more than they ever have, because they've got no chemistry. They need pest and disease resistance. They've got more extreme weather events, so they want climate resilient varieties. And of course, in the UK, we've got that famous subject of departure from the Common Agricultural Policy. Whatever that may bring. The one thing we know is that the farmers will need to continue to have those plant varieties, and therefore that they need to continue to pay the farm subsidy.
Absolutely. And it seems from your 96% that farmers really understand that message. So why is it so important to have a good farm safe seed system?
Well, I think it's important on two fronts. It's important, obviously, for breeders because it's a big part of their income generation.
Sure.
But from the farmer's perspective as well, it's we would like to think they could see it as an investment in their own farming businesses. So I would ideally, I would love to get to a position in which every farmer who's filling in their declaration form and maybe writing a check to the BSPB is actually thinking, they're not thinking, oh, this is horrible, this is a tax, I don't like to have to pay this, but they're actually thinking, yeah, what I'm doing here is investing in the future of my farming business because I want these new varieties and therefore they have to be paid for and I have to help the breeders to deliver that. So it's a very, if you've got a farm safe seed system, I think it works best if it's based on collaboration and trust and mutual understanding and respect. And I think we're fortunate enough to have that in the UK.
Yeah. Yeah, that's certainly not the case in all countries in the world, and also not in Europe. The 96 is really the highest number I've ever heard. So congratulations.
Oh, that's really good. I mean that's across licensed and farm safety. But yes, it's a number that I am really very proud of.
Switching gears a little bit, quite unsure times ahead in the UK with Brexit hanging over you, and it's only a few weeks, 2 weeks away, I believe. Maybe, true word. How do you feel about all of that?
It's hard to know where to begin really on that one. I'm trying to remember back to this time last year, and I think we'll be in Madrid. I think it was in Madrid, and I sat on a platform and I really confidently said, yeah, all this political silliness is going to stop. UK Parliament's going to coalesce around Theresa May's deal, and it'll be a nice orderly exit on the 29th of March. Well, I couldn't have been more wrong than that. So I've given up making predictions. I've learned that the one thing you do at the moment is you expect the unexpected. Something could happen over this weekend, actually, as we sit here. Then my understanding, the reports in the press are very much more positive towards a deal than earlier in the week when it was no deal. So by Monday morning, we may be better informed. But whatever happens, I think what's really important for businesses and for plant breeding businesses, just in the same way as any other, is that we get an end to the uncertainty. So it's so hard to plan when you don't know what you're planning for. We don't know if it's deal, we don't know if it's no deal. And even when we've resolved that, we're still going to have several years of further negotiation to undertake before we really know what the end point looks like. Once we know that, then everybody will adapt and everybody will find a new way to do business if they need to. But we have to end that uncertainty.
Yeah. So apart from everything else, all the possible downsides, also ending the uncertainty is really a big thing for the members and the farmers, I would presume.
I think it is. Yes. Yeah. Yes. I mean, in some ways, it's all people are almost thinking we nearly don't care what the outcome is now. We just need it over so that we know where we are and what we can do and what we can start. We can really properly start to plan.
So tell me, Penny, how did you prepare your members for Brexit? Is there a way of preparing?
Is there a way? Well, we've done the best that we think we possibly can for them. It's a very difficult thing to do. What I think it is a really good illustration of why companies should be members of associations, because it's very difficult for government to speak directly to individual companies. They don't have the resources to be able to do that. So they turn to associations. And usually an association like VSPB, we will have a really good working relationship with officials that we've built up over very, very many years. So we're in a really good position to act as that sort of two-way exchange of information between the officials who have a good understanding of regulation, but a very poor understanding of commercial reality, I would say, on the whole. So we're able to try and bridge that gap and get the information back out to our members again as quickly as we possibly can. Yeah. So, yeah, definitely would recommend joining an association if you're not already a member of one.
Yeah, I can see that. Hearing and reading all the possible downsides, do you think there are possible upsides to Brexit?
That's quite hard to actually put your finger on one. I think the one that where we see a little possible glimmer of hope, I think, is around this whole issue of the regulation of gene editing. Yeah. So whether we would be able to in the UK find a way to overcome the rather negative ruling that we had from the European Court last year. I think that ideally we want to stay in line with the EU. If we don't do that, then we've potentially got lots of trade issues to deal with. But I do also think that if we're not in a position in which we have to have regulatory alignment, then if the EU either is very, very slow to do something or does something that we think was not the outcome that we would have been hoping for, then I think there is the opportunity for the UK to perhaps go it alone and have regulatory divergence. So we've had some very, very strong, very positive messages from ministers and even from the Prime Minister when he took office. He actually mentioned it in his first speech,
okay,
as being one of the priorities, but then he has made a lot of promises. So I think most of the sides to Brexit that I can see are actually quite negative ones, you know, taking apart an industry which has been successfully very, very integrated at European level. But there is this one perhaps little glimmer of hope on the horizon there.
Yeah, I remember the UK has voted favorably on biotech and innovation in agriculture and the seed sector on numerous occasions. So there there might indeed be one potential upside.
Well, I hope so. I mean, ideally, it will happen in the EU as well, and we'll go along with it together. But if not, then I think it's one where we are prepared to go at alone.
Yeah. I will keep my eyes peeled for the news.
Right.
I hope for the best. Right. And I thank you for your time.
Thank you very much, Marcel.